Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, because it's time, this is Carol Ann Parisi, it's time, your ideal life is waiting, it's time to awaken consciousness, it's time for inspiration, it's time to awaken to timeless truths, it's time to go from transition to transformation, it's time to set your soul free, it's time for that paradigm shift, it's time to be fearless, it's time for peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, it's time to create your ideal life, discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving souls. If you love entrepreneurship, holistic health, fitness, wellness, this is the Awaken series, and we are your voice of truth. Happy day today. Your ideal life is awaiting you. Remember, vision is the life force that inspires transformation. And we are talking ACEs, awareness, choice, and execution. And execution is getting stuff done. So we've gone through a lot here the past couple weeks. Now we're going to talk about part of our execution part of this ACEs. We talked about translating goals into actions through habits and how to change our habits. Now we're going to talk a little bit about accountability, okay? And if you're working with a coach or if you're coaching, or just some good thoughts for you to ponder. You know, there's effective accountability. And when you work with a coach through the coaching process, or even on your own, if you keep some of these things in the front of your mind, it's going to really empower you. Powerful and synergistic partnership is focusing on strengths, facilitating ownership, and just, you know, you own it. This is your life. Don't let somebody push their agenda on you. Effective coaches learn and employ proven coaching methods by clarifying, remember, clarity is power, goals and objectives, design strategies to attain these goals. So get that action plan, agree on it, and then create an effective use of accountability. And accountability comes in a variety of forms. The best way is one that you choose, okay? Accountability is a clear and specific method to assess your progress or verifying that things, the tasks that you set for yourself, your goals, your little milestones, those little chunkers are completed, okay? There's smartphone apps to do it. You can get a coach. You can get a friend to help you build these accountabilities. Remember, when you develop your SMART goals and action plans, then you have an accountability partner, and it works really good. Remember, it does not mean that you have to follow through on 100%, especially in the beginning. Let's track progress. You know, sometimes it's important to reassess our intentions and goals and progress towards the goal while also giving yourself the time, space, and permission to determine if this goal is really in overall alignment with your plans, okay? This goal or this thing that you want to do, remember, we don't always have to call them goals. Evaluate the commitment to your original plan. Consider carefully the relevance or significance or interest in what you're actually doing. If you have a coach, you want them to be non-biased, non-judgmental in a follow-up protocol. Remember, this is a time of reflection, recommitment, and it provides the opportunity to set goals grounded in intrinsic values, mindful considerations, rather than the shoulds, okay? Explore obstacles in completing your goal. And sometimes we have the same obstacles on a variety of our endeavors. Perhaps lack of focus or overcommitting or time management. Start unveiling and unpacking these things to overcome your counterproductive habits that are interfering with what you want to attain, what your true desires are, what your goals are in your personal vision. Okay, this is all about your personal vision. It's about you creating your ideal life. Your thoughts are your things. We become what we think about most of the time. We could be, do, have whatever our heart desires. We can create our ideal life. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, you can. Remember, vision is the life force in transformation. So get a great, big, compelling personal vision. Okay? Celebrate your successes. Celebrate. It's so awesome to celebrate. You know, just look at when you're happy, when you've gained awareness or the results, you're happy with those results. Tap into those. Tap into those and don't look for other people. Okay? Toot your own horn. You don't want to always be dependent on other people because then they're your cheerleader and then you start depending on that and not yourself. So get that intrinsic accountability, and this is really accountability coaching. So what's the best way that you like to be held accountable? Structure your own accountability process that works for you. Let's see. You know, ask yourself, did I complete this? Set your standards and did you complete it? Gain awareness, perspective, and wisdom to move your action forward. You got task completion. Go survey, check out with other people, interviews, research, networking. There's a lot of ways to get some of these things accomplished. Now, there are roadblocks to effective accountability, and, you know, maybe you do not have a clear and timely measurable action. Maybe somebody that you're working with is really unaware of their own perspectives, biases, moods, or beliefs. Maybe you're not having the right type of accountability options. Maybe someone you feel is attacking you. Nurture your relationships, especially with your coach. A key feature of effective systematic way of ensuring accountability is really from your own self-driven accountability methods and strategic ongoing follow-up with the person that's your accountability partner. It's very important to your journey to lasting behavioral change. So let's unpack just a few of these things that I was talking about. Task completion is you can give verbal updates. You know, for example, you know, you commit to exercise. Well, you could verbally update with your coach, or there are apps or there's charts to be finished. Remember, you want to empower yourself with more self-directed accountability. So not everyone is, here's surveys, not everyone's ready to take action to achieve this behavioral change. So the act of gaining more information can help to set a goal and move towards being ready to change is more powerful than agreeing to a behavioral change that you're really not ready for. You really haven't embraced it yet. So surveys are generally used to collect opinions about an idea, product, program, or person. For example, you may wonder about a product to improve fitness. And you just go ahead and you formally survey people, and then you go ahead and what support would you need in conducting the survey before the specified date? That's kind of a good thing you want to do.
So verbally update your coach or, you know, write it down, submitting a draft, draft up what you've come up with. So, or if you're having a coach, submit this stuff to the coach. And then there's interviews. And interviews, you know, you're talking to experts or mentors or leaders to gain information and perspective. And, you know, you're getting different support. So, again, you know, kind of keep track of that stuff. And then research. In modern society, there are endless ways to acquire new knowledge. The resources that we have access to and are willing to use, you know, you can go on the internet, you know, you can go online. So just do that, and then networking, face-to-face meetings, online discussions are additional means to gather information, to receive support, learn about things by attending meetings or joining networks. So get some of these things done. Be accountable. You could overcome the roadblocks. And watch that self-talk. You know, watch that self-talk, but measure everything. Get that big, compelling vision. Write it down. Execute it. Get yourself an accountability partner. Accountability is a big thing. That's a place where I don't love accountability, but I know I can get someone that there's different people that make you accountable in different ways. And if you can get someone that really vibes with you in a good way, you don't want that taskmaster, you don't want that cheerleader, because either one of those is not empowering to you. Remember, celebrate your achievements, write shit down, check it off, what are you learning? If you're procrastinating, why are you procrastinating? Do you need more information? Is there fear involved? What else, you know, what else do you need? So let's review one more time here on the accountability. It's a clear, specific method to assess progress or verify that a request has been completed. So, you know, you can get someone to include a check-in at a future time, an email to follow up, a quick phone call, entering data into a smartphone app or using social media. So, you know, I'm sure there's social media accountability Facebook pages, if you want to go on Facebook. Remember, you're not going to be expected to follow through on 100%, especially as we're making progress. Just track that progress. Empower yourself. Evaluate your commitment to your original plan, and remember, if it doesn't work out, maybe this is time to see the relevance, the significance, or the interest in this actual thing. So coaches should be non-biased and non-judgmental. Explore your obstacles. Maybe you have the same obstacles in all things, and celebrate your progress. Always celebrate. And be happy. Remember, thoughts are things. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. We become what we think about most of the time. We can create our ideal life. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. This is Carol Ann Parisi, your Transformation Diva with Awaken to Empowerment Radio. We'll be back next time. Thank you for joining me today. Peace, love, and empowerment, and, of course, peace of mind. Right here is Boston coming at you. Love you. Thank you. Bye-bye.